Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still waiting to hear if and when Jerry Jones is going to reschedule the end of season interview that he canceled with us yesterday. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. How much blame should Jerry be getting for this season? How much did we overrate the talent? Let's get into it at 877-881-1053. He's the one constant, as everyone continues to point out. So Jerry blame should be what?
Look, a fair amount. We have, I do believe, overrated a lot of the talent on this team. I just think that part of what makes this team the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, is the hype machine that it is. There's a lot of hype that goes into this team. The players that are drafted are usually players that are they're good quality football players. But then again, when you put them on this team, on this stage, with this platform, they become bigger than maybe they should be. And the expectations grow to a point that maybe they shouldn't grow to. This whole notion that, well, you know, we're the Dallas Cowboys, we have higher expectations than that. No, that's crap. The Dallas Cowboys are closer to the Cleveland Browns than they are to the Green Bay Packers. When you look at all the teams, the longest droughts in playoff history or currently in the postseason, we're on the list with Washington and with Detroit and Cleveland and Cincinnati and the Chargers. Like, we're on that list. We're on the list with Green Bay and Pittsburgh and New England. We're not anywhere near that list. So, you know, I think part of what Jerry does to the detriment is inflate the expectations because of the hype that he has and the hype that this team has.
Yeah.
Now, is it his fault that they're overhyped? No, it's probably not his fault. But, I mean, he is the owner. Like, the owner is going to get all the...
Well, if you put the team in the spotlight all the time, they're going to be hyped.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do, not put them in the spotlight?
Right. Like, you know, and I think, you know, the other thing is, like, you know, do we hold, like, we always put the blame on, around here, I think. And I think a lot of places do it anyway. But with this team, the blame is always, at least since I've been here, I started working here in 2002. The blame was always placed on the coach. It was Bill Parcells, who was antiquated. Oh, Wade Phillips, players coach. Oh, Jason Garrett's a moron. Oh, Mike McCarthy's a moron. It's never the players.
Who's not blaming the players this time?
Oh, I mean, how much time have we talked about? We have spent a majority, we've spent a majority of this week talking about the coaching. The coaching didn't prepare them. The coaching did this. The coaching did that. You know, instead of blaming the players. And I just look at it and it's like, you know, I think the media in this town and the fans are so starstruck by the athletes that they don't want to put the blame on them. I said a story last week. The A-Rod story. You remember this with the penthouse?
Yeah.
There, he was trying to buy a penthouse in New York, and they wouldn't let him move into the building. They're like, no, we don't want you here. We don't want this. Do you think there's a apartment complex in Dallas-Fort Worth that would tell somebody of his stature, you cannot move in here? No, there would be a line out the door, a bidding war to get them to move in. We're starstruck by the athletes, which means we're less likely to put the blame on them and more likely to put it on the coach or the general manager.
I mean, Dak is getting destroyed. He's been destroyed.
Yep.
And obviously Kellen and McCarthy are getting crushed. What happens on Monday is you're going to look at, you know, the game. And what happened with the number one reason that they lost that football game was penalties, or the top two reasons, penalties, and they got beaten up. Like I've been saying for years, Minnesota, Dalvin Cook, Denver, this team is a little bit soft defensively, and they can get pushed around and beaten up. So they lost in the first half because of that, and overall stupidity with penalties. So I think the penalties and Dak's play have gotten called out. You have to look back and say, what did we overrate? We overrated the offensive line. We may have overrated the receivers. Like, we're going to have a lot of CeeDee Lamb discussions in this offseason. He was the next chosen one. We overrated Kellen Moore probably early on. We overrated Diggs. We overrated Gregory. But I don't blame Jerry for any of that. This is still a really good roster of talent. Were they Super Bowl ready? Obviously not. What I worry about with Jerry is not the hyping. It's the culture. I worry when Mike McCarthy blames the referees or when the Cowboys have 15 penalties, if Jerry goes off or he spins it like he does with us on the radio. Oh, well, other teams have game management issues. I wonder if Jerry cracks heads or Jerry looks at the state. Did we get an extra 10,000 in the stadium? Are we good in terms of COVID? You know, how many jerseys were sold? So Jerry does care about that stuff, as he should. I would just like to know, and he would come on here and say, you have no idea how much I care and the check I would write and blah, blah, blah. But why didn't he get fixed then? Did you do your part as the general manager to try to get some of these things fixed in terms of how undisciplined your team was? Does Mike McCarthy ever get chewed out by the general manager? What the hell are you doing? What's going on with the offense? Is Kellen Moore the chosen one? Or did Jerry bring him in and say, yo, man, what's wrong? You got way too many pieces here. So I just worry about Jerry getting upset with people in the building, or whether he just spins it all positively like he does on the radio, because he doesn't come across a lot of times very ticked off and frustrated. Obviously, that's going to be different than behind the scenes, but I don't know. I don't know how mad and angry he gets.
Yeah, who knows?
For them to continue to allow this team to whine and point and cry about the referees when you didn't come anywhere near playing your best against the Raiders, against Arizona. I could see if, like, you played a magnificent game and you got screwed by one call, but, like, the Cowboys got outplayed in those games. That's three instances, including Sunday. And did Jerry ever go to McCarthy and say, I don't, or in the team meeting and say, I don't want to hear y'all one more time talk about the referees when you play like that. I don't want to hear it one more time. That's what I worry about in terms of Jerry enabling. That's my Jerry blame.
I don't know that he would say that. I don't know if he even could say that. I mean, he could, but can you control what your players say to the media? So I guess you could. It's difficult. Some are going to go rogue. They take the lead from the leader.
Jerry controlled them standing or not for the national anthem.
I know. I don't know how he did it. He did. I think here's a good text from Scott and Ennis. People don't want to blame players because it doesn't offer a solution.
Yeah.
Quick fix is, flip a button, change the coach.
And that's another great point. That's a great point because Matt Gangel said this years ago. What are you going to do? Fire the player? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't in a cap league like this. Randy Gregory, should he have been benched at some point in time in that game? What are you going to do? Money dictates. Why is Zeke still on the field versus Pollard? Money dictates. You can't just cut because of cap ramifications. You're stuck with the player. Everyone keeps tweeting me, what would you do with Dak? What would you do? What? Nothing. You're not doing anything. I'm not ready to give up on him right now anyway, but you cannot cut him. You just can't do it in a cap league. And look, there's a reason that the title is called head coach. The head coach is going, fair or not, what was the Jason Garrett line yesterday that Hellman said? It comes with the dinner. So that's the way it is. You're the head coach of the Cowboys. That's what's going to happen. But this was still, did we overrate it? Yeah, in some areas. But we underrated Micah Parsons. We underrated, you know, before the season, what Diggs was going to be. This is a really good football team in terms of the talent. Jerry, Steven, whoever picks him, Will McClay, I think they deserve credit for that. I mean, where's this team? Yeah. Where are true we can say, are these guys elite in certain areas? Where are the true weaknesses of this football team? Like a blatant weakness. We said D-tackle before the year. We said secondary, the other corner spot, some linebacker play, and now offensive line. The offensive line, you know, a ditch? Is the offensive line completely hold you back? I don't know, but, you know, all around in the cap league, this was a very good roster.
Where's the weakness in this team? Sean, take your index finger. Point it to your head. There you go.
Oh,
what?
Football IQ?
There's your weakness.
Oh.
I mean, look, there's not a whole lot of holes. There's not.
Blew your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.